I was actually planning on continuing this week on the same theme, but because everyone's talking about the eclipse, the Likui Chama, tomorrow, so the last minute, like a half hour ago, it dawned on me that I should talk about the sun in some way that is related to Mashiach, Lasu Lavi. So I can't tell you I'm very well prepared for this year, but I'll try my best. We'll go together. You'll help me out of here. I looked up that Indian also, but I went over to a different pasuk. Went over to this pasuk over here. You'll see in a second. Yeah. Okay. So this is also a nevuah Yishaya that goes on Lasu Lavi. It's pasuk Chavav here. See it? Vahoya. Okay, so this is a nevuah both regarding the moon and regarding the sun. An eclipse happens when the moon blocks the sun. Okay, so Vahoya. So this is an eclipse of the sun?
Solar eclipse, yeah.
So what does it say regarding the Asad Lavai? Vahoya Eira Lavana Ka Eira Chama. We're reading the pasuk inside. V'haya oira levana k'ayra chama. Mashiach comes, the moon will have the same light as the sun. Today, the moon has no light at all. Whatever light we get from the moon is a reflection from the sun. But when Mashiach comes, the moon is going to have light just like the sun. And the sun itself, v'ayra chama, and when Mashiach comes, the light of the sun, yiyeh shivasayim, will be 7 times 7. Shiva would be 7. Shiva Sayim, Rashi says, we'll read the Rashi in a moment inside. Shiva Sayim is 7 times 7 greater. Ka'oir, I didn't make a copy of the next page, but you can see here, that it's Ka'oir Shiva Sayamim. As strong as the light of 7 days. So how do we calculate this? How do we put this together? How strong will the light of the sun be, Lasu Lavi? It'll be 7 times 7, that's what Shivasai means. Okay, so that's 49 times stronger than it is today. And as strong as the light of 7 days, as bright as the sun is, if you take together the light of the sun for 7 days. Okay, so that's going to be 7 times 7 times 7, which comes out to 343. That's the calculation. 7 times 7 times 7 is 343. Take a look at Rashi. Shivosayim. See the Rashi? Tvetzanah. What do you have over there?
49 times 7, right?
Yeah.
That's 7 times 9.
You can still do it on the phone. What? I can still do it on the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Whoops. Okay, take a look what the calculator says.
7 times 9.
7 times 7 times 7 is 343. Okay? So look at Rashi. Shivasayim ka'oy shivasayamim. What does he say? Shivasayim. What does the word shivasayim mean? Sheva shiviyos. 7 times the number 7. 7 pairs of 7. That's what the word shivasayim means. Ka'oyr. 1 second. I'm not even sure if the recorder is still on. It is. Okay. Ka'oyr shal shivasayamim. And then it'll be as bright as the light of 7 days. Harei, so it comes out, arboim v'teisha, shiviyos, 49 pairs of 7, which means, ha'olam, which comes out to l'shloish meiz v'arboim v'shloisha, which comes out to 343. That's how bright the sun is going to be, la'osel lovei. However bright the sun is today, 343 times brighter than that. The question is how are we going to handle such light of the sun, Lasu Lavi?
Is it sun or moon?
The sun. But the moon, wait, 1 second. So the moon is going to have the light like the sun. Kama. And the sun, what's the sun going to be? The sun is going to be 343 times brighter than it is today. So then I ask the good question, what's with the moon? So there's actually two interpretations regarding the moon. It's not brought over here, but Al Tereb and Lekut HaTeire, there's a maimer with this Dibra Maschel, V'hoya Eira Lavona. It's Lekut HaTeire, Parshas Tzav. So that maimer, Al Tereb, in the end, brings two pirushim. What's going to be with the moon? One pirush, he says, is the moon is going to have the light of the sun today. Whatever light we have today during the day, By night, the moon will give that light. By day, the sun is going to have this light of 343 times stronger. That's going to be the light, Lasad Lavay. Yeah? That's one pirish. Another pirish, he says, look at the Torah, is that La'asad Lavay, the moon is going to be just as strong as the sun. Which sun? Not the sun we have today. It's going to be as strong as the sun that we have La'asad Lavay. V'haya oira lavanaka oira chama. Which oira chama? Vi oira chama. And the oira chama is oira chama of La'asad Lavay. So both by day and by night, it'll be the same bright of 343 times as strong as it is today. Which is basically what it says when Mashiach comes, V'layla kayyem yoy. Night will be as bright as it is during the day. There will be no night, because what's night? Night physically represents choshech, it represents klippa. Lack of light is because there's a darkness, there's klippa. Loss of love, when Mesruach HaTom Abim in Oretz, so it'll be Laila Kayyem Yoy. Okay. The copy didn't come out of all the Mefarshim. I thought I would maybe learn some other Mefarshim inside. The Radak over here says that this pasuk is not kipshuta. It doesn't mean literally that La'asad Lavay, the light of the sun, will be 343 times stronger. But he says the whole thing is a mashal. Just like it says in many places, benigay to the negative, as I just mentioned, that regarding the negative, when there's something in the negative, it says choshech, laila, and so on. So night and darkness is a mashal for something negative. The light of the sun being stronger is a mashal for more hashpa, more taiva, more good that the Eibush is going to give Yidden. But it doesn't mean literally that the sun will actually be brighter, 343 times brighter than it is today. It's just a mashal. And it goes on the fact that the Eivishter will give much more hashpa to Yidden. And he says it's just like the pasuk that it says in the Megillah. La'yehudim ha'isa oira. When it says la'yehudim ha'isa oira, it doesn't literally mean that the Yidden had more light. What does it mean? That there was more hashpa, more good for Yidden. So therefore, la'asad lavay, the light of the sun being 343 times stronger, doesn't literally mean that it's going to be 343 times stronger, but it just means there's going to be more hashpa, la'asad lavay. That's what the Radak says. But the Pashtus, Eina mikri yaitzim midei pshutai, and the Pasuk says that the sun, la'asad lavay, is going to be 343 times stronger, so Eina mikri yaitzim midei pshutai. It's going to be stronger, and the Eibishter will give us the kayach to be able to contain and handle this bright light, la'asad lavay. Okay, let's turn over the page. There's an interesting letter from the Rebbe on this topic. Okay, on the other side of the page, this is a letter that the Rebbe wrote to a mechaber of a sefer called Bnei Tzion. It's a tshuva sefer, written by someone by the name of Reb David Shapira. He lived not so long ago. And in one of his tshuvas, he talks about this pasuk of Ahoya Oira Lavana Ka'ir Shuvas Ka'ir Chama. And he explains a whole pirish on this pasuk, and the Rebbe shows him how his pirish is not correct. And here I must say, I don't fully understand what the Rebbe is writing. I mentioned before, I only thought of talking about this subject a half hour ago in connection with the eclipse of the sun. So I figured I'll speak about the sun. So we'll read it together, and you'll help me out when I get stuck, I hope. Okay? So it's on the page here where there's a letter Aleph. The Rebbe has three ha'aris in three different places of the Sefer. In the letter Aleph, Mashve Gimel Hadeis, he tries to put together the three opinions that there are regarding the light of the sun. So before we read what Rashi says, which is one opinion, Rashi says that the sun, Loss of Lava, is going to be 343 times stronger than it is today. But he actually brings over there that from the Zoyar, it's Mashma, that the sun, Loss of Lava, is only going to be 7 times stronger. So according to the Zoyar, the way you read the Pasuk is, Shivasayim means 7 times stronger. Not 7 times 7 times stronger. That's the way Rashi reads it. 7 times stronger. And then when the pasuk continues, Ka'or Shiva Sayamim, that's not in addition. That is a pirish. What does it mean, 7 times stronger? That every day, the light of the sun will be as strong as the light of 7 days combined. That's the Zayas Pshat. So it'll only be 7 times stronger. Then he brings from another place in a Medrash, where it says that the sun is going to be 49 times stronger. Shivasai means 49, and it'll be 49 times stronger. And then the Pirush that Rashi says, the Pirush that's Mashma and Gemara, this is Rashi also in the Gemara in Pesach and of Samaches, that it'll be 343 times stronger. So he is trying to explain that these three different Pirushim are not three different Pirushim, they work together. It's calculating different aspects of the sun, and therefore the three numbers can go together. Sorry. Okay, so how does that work? So let's read it inside. Alpi Maimer Hazal, based on the Medrash, the Achle Chet Adam Rishon, before the Chet of Adam Rishon and Chet Eitz Hadas, Hoyso Hachame Maaleches B'Derech Kitzara. The sun would go around the earth in a shorter orbit. It would go around in a shorter than it is today. Ashi Yeshloimar, so according to that Medrash, we could say that when Mashiach comes, the sun is going to go back to the position that it was in before the Chet of Eitz Hadas. The Galgal Achama Hoyakarev Zayim Pamim Yaisel Oretz. That then, before Chet Eitz Hadas, the sun was seven times closer. So if you're going around the earth, if you're going around in a distance, it takes a longer time to go around. If you're going around closer, so then you can make the full circle in a shorter period of time. So then the sun.
Because
it goes back to the place that it was created, right, after 28 years. Now, two is the case. Don't get me confused with this, because I'm telling you right now, I don't know much about this matter. Okay? But there are two different cycles of the sun. Cycles of the sun. There's one cycle that is a 28 year cycle where the sun comes back to its place, and then there's another yearly cycle, the seasons of the year, summer and winter. The sun goes on a curve when it gets closer and further. So I'm not exactly sure how it relates to what, but anyways, it's two different cycles. Anyways, over here, the point is that the sun is going to be seven times closer to the earth, and therefore it's going to make it a full circle quicker. So for us, if the sun will be closer to the earth, the size of the sun will also be seven times larger. You'll see the sun closer. So if so, he says, it comes out as the sun that will be seen 49 times larger in size. Because when it gets closer, the length of the sun and the width of the sun both get a bit larger. So the length will be seven times larger and the width will be seven times larger. So seven times seven, the sun will look 49 times bigger. Then now we understand what the number seven means. Seven means, when the Zohar says it's only going to be seven times greater, it means it's going to be seven times closer to the earth. The number 49 means that the appearance of the actual sun will be 49 times bigger. Okay, so far so good. Then he says, "Vashpois mikol kadarachama." Then the rays of the sun. Somehow he comes to this conclusion that the ray and the light of the sun will be shin mem gimel pamim. That will be 343 times larger. Okay, so there's the distance and how close it is. That's seven. There's the size. That's 49. And then there's the how bright the sun is going to be. That's 343. That's the pshat that it says in the Sefer B'nai Tzion. So the Rebbe doesn't accept the full pshat here. V'hine. Av shetzodak le'inyin zayin and memtes. The Rebbe says, I can accept the pshat that you say regarding the number 7 and the number 49. But ma'ashakos of le'inyin shim mem gimel, this that you write, that the sun will be 343 times brighter, ain't a moving. This number doesn't fit in there. According to your pshat, the size of the sun is not changing. It's just going to be closer to the earth. It's going to get closer. The sun is going to be, the moon is much closer to the earth. And the sun is going to become seven times closer to the moon, which means it's going to be seven times closer to the earth. So the ray and the light and the brightness of the sun that the earth receives, which it receives, should only be 49 times stronger. Why 343 times stronger? If the sun is closer to the earth, so the length and the width of the sun is 49 times larger, so then the light and the heat or the ray that the sun receives would also be only 49 times stronger. Why 343 times stronger? The Rebbe is not makabel this pshat. The Rebbe gives an example for this, and this example I don't really understand. If anyone understands this, please speak up. Dugma ledavar, an example for this. Koyach ha-moshech, the koyach of gravity, which something falls, and how quickly and how with what kind of force gravity pulls it. Hatoli bekamos ha-moshech v'hanimshach. The speed of how quickly it falls and how strongly it's being pulled will depend on how large it is. If you throw a large rock, it goes much quicker than if you throw a paper. All right, so it's going to depend on how big the object is, and it also depends on the force of the gravity, how strong gravity is. If you're in space where there's no gravity, so it doesn't pull it. Where you have the object itself. It depends on the weight, on how heavy the object is, and it depends also on the gravity itself, on the koyach of gravity. If you get 7 times closer to the source of gravity, yigdal koyach hamoshech pi mem tes. The force of the gravity will only be 49 times stronger. V'loy shim mem gimel. It's not going to be 343 times stronger. Ki yidua, as is known. V'komay shekasav shom gam b'sifra, he says, you mentioned this in your sefer as well. So, I'm not 100% sure that I was saying it, but the point is that if the koyach of gravity becomes stronger because he's 7 times closer to the source of the gravity, it'll only become 49 times stronger, not 343 times stronger. So where did he take this from? The Rebbe doesn't agree. Okay, the Rebbe continues. If you want that this pshat over here should make sense, that all three pshatim can go together, efshir, this is possible, rak al yedei shenoymar, only if we'll say, shenishtana hashemesh bepoil, that the actual size of the sun will change. The actual size of the sun will change. Uba'ayfin shekaitra gadol zayim pa'amim. The size of the sun will be 7 times larger. Sha'oz hashetach shalo gadol mem tes pa'amim. And then the sun will be 49 times bigger. If you take the width and the length, talking over here not only about the surface of the sun, but if the sun becomes bigger, so the sun is like a full ball. So, right, so the circumference of it, is that the word in English? The if we're talking just about the surface of the sun, so the sun becomes 7 times bigger. But we're talking about the entire sun. So if the surface is 7 times bigger with the entire depth of the whole entire sun, that's 7 times 7. So therefore the whole entire sun becomes bigger. In the surface it's only 7. Sha'oz ha-shetach shalo gadol mem tes pa'amim, so it's 49 times bigger. The kamusa v'chol ha-shpoz ha-tluyiz v'kamus ha-shemesh g'doylais pi shin mem gimel. So then the Rebbe says, if the sun becomes bigger, if the sun becomes not that, it becomes closer to the earth.
Not only closer,
plus the size. If both happens, it's going to be 7 times closer, and it's also going to be 7 times bigger. So then both are going to be true. Then the Rebbe says you can come to the number of 343. Okay, no, but the Rebbe and Abavaran's a question that l'chayda, the only thing that matters to us is the surface of the sun. How the whole entire ball of the sun shouldn't make any difference to us as far as how bright the sun is going to be. So the Rebbe here is saying that when the sun gets larger, so then the whole entire sun is bigger. But who cares about the whole sun? The only thing that matters to us is the surface of the sun, that we see the light from the sun. So the Rebbe says that's not the case. The amount of light that we receive from the sun is only dependent on that shetach, that surface, which shines to us. And it doesn't matter on the whole depth, the whole thickness of the sun, how big it's going to be, that doesn't make a difference. It's only the surface of the sun, which we see the light from, that's the only thing that should matter. The Rebbe says, Lav dafke, hare metzina gam ba'ayfen acher. We find otherwise. K'moy b'gacheles shal matches. if you have a coal made out of metal, Hameira, which also gives off light, when you heat up this piece of metal and it becomes very bright, the brightness of this piece of metal is not only going to depend on the surface of the metal. If it's a bigger piece of metal, so then it's going to be brighter. So the entire ball of the sun, of how large it is, does matter. Not only the surface of the sun. It adds to the brightness in every single part of the sun, how big it is. Kubefrat, Rebbe says, especially shebenegei lo'ir haShemesh, regarding the sun, the light of the sun, emitanu yedei le'isatoifna rosa. We don't, at least for the time being, know exactly how the light of the sun works. So the light of the sun is definitely not just coming from the surface of the sun, but it comes from the whole entire sun. So therefore, when the sun gets closer to the earth, and it gets larger in size as well, so it's possible that the sun will be 343 times stronger than it is today. Okay, I've kind of a letter from the Rebbe on this subject. So the point, I mean, I think that it's pretty clear, you see here from this letter from the Rebbe, that this nevu of lasad lavoi eimik creates a midei pshute. It means kipshute that the sun will be much bigger in the distance. It'll be closer to Earth, and in the size, the sun will physically become closer. The Rebbe is discussing this in a very, very simple matter regarding the dimensions and the distance of the sun. Now there's something else on the subject which I didn't make the copy of, which is the Maimon Lekutetera and in Samach Vav from the Rebbe Rashab, where he explains this Indian Beruchnius. What's the significance of these numbers here? So the Rebbe Rashab over there says that the Shoyrish of all the Ashpois of the world comes from the highest place in Keser. That's the beginning of all Giluyim, is Keser. And in Keser Gufa, Atik. Atik is Pnimius of Keser, that's the beginning of all Giluyim. And in Keser, in Atik itself, just like there is in Seder Shtal Shalosh, the 10 Sviris, and this Keser and the 10 Sviris, so in Atik itself, there's all the 10 Sviris in Atik. What are the 10 Sviris in Atik? There's the Zion Sviris of Atik, there's the Gimel Reishin, the Chochmah Bina and Das of Atik, and then there's Keser in Atik itself. So he says over there in Samach Vav that when it says over here that the light of the sun will be seven times stronger, that refers to the fact that Lasad Lavoi, the sun will be Nis'alet to the Zion Tachtainas Atik, the seven lowest levels of Atik. Then when it says that the sun will have Ka'ir Shiva Sayamin, this word Ka'ir, he says, refers to the Chochmah Bina and Das of Atik. And when it says that it's going to be 343 times stronger, Ka'ar Shiva Sayamim, that refers to Keser of Atik. That's basically the Nakuda that it says there. The Kitzah, the point being that La'asad Lavai, the Pasuk here is saying that it will be the greatest Gilui of Keser the Atik, or the Lashon that it says in many other places in Chassidus, that all of the Giluyim that ever existed throughout all the generations of all times, it was only from Chitzayni Yisatik, even including Yitzias Mitzrayim and all the different Giluyim that there were only from Chitzayni Yisatik. La'asad Lavoi, the Gilui will be from Pnimi Yisatik, which is Keser of Atik, which is what this Pasuk is Meram is on over here, when it says it'll be 343 times stronger. That's the Teichen Advarim that it says in Samach Vav, the Rebbe Rashab. Another one more ha'ara on this subject, the number 343. So the Rebbe spoke about this inyan more than once. It's mentioned in Sichas V'hoi Oira Chama Kari Shivas Hayamim many, many times in Sichas and Maimarim, in different places the Rebbe mentioned it. In one Sichas, the Rebbe said that 343 is also the same gematria as the word Geshem. Geshem is 343, which means two things. First of all, we know that there's a big difference between Geshem and Tal. What's the difference between dew and rain? Dew is something that comes down Mulmaila without anything ever interrupting it. It always comes down every morning, the mist of the you see outside is from the dew. Geshem is something that comes Mulmata. The cloud gathers the water from below, that it comes from below. The Eid Yalim and Oretz, and that's how it rains. So rain is something that in Ruchnius as well is based on our Aveda below over here. So this number of 343 will come as a result of the Aveda that Yidden do throughout Golos. This Aveda that we do today in the Zman of Golos, the Skafia, the Aveda that Yidden do in Teira Mitzvahs, that will be Geirim, this Gili of loss of Lavai. That's one point. Another point that Rebbe says is that Geshem is also means, besides the word rain, Geshem means Gashmi, something that's physical. And the Remez over here is, even though we're talking about such a tremendous revelation, this is the ultimate, the greatest revelation possible, so you may think that this is a revelation and some Ruchni is the Geilom. But it doesn't have any impact, and it's not something that's going to actually change reality over here, but Gashmi is Neilam Hazeh. So therefore the Remez is that the Oyer of Shivas Hayomim that's going to be lost at Lavai will be 343 times stronger. It'll be a Gilui from Pnimi Yisatek, Taka, the highest place, but that Gilui will have an impact on the Geshem, that the Geshem, the Gashmi is Gufa, will be elevated loss of love. The Pasuk the Rebbe always brings, V'ro'o kovaso yachtov, that the Basar itself will be Nis'ala loss of love. Okay. Yeah, that's the Lashon that we say in Kedush Havana. Take a sip, let's see what it says in the Zera. Like the light, the pashtus here, the pshat is that the moon will have the light that it had by Shivas Yimei Bereshis, because the chachilah of the moon was created Shnei Amoedus Hagdolim, and it had the same light as the sun. Yeah, it's based on, because it's based, this is it. This pasuk. It is pasuk. Yeah.
Which is not a direct quote.
No.
Lamed.
Vayar Levana Koer Achama. Koer Achama. Then he adds Minusach Koer Shivas Yimei Bereshis.
Does that mean Ka'ar Shemin?
So I mentioned before, that's, there's two opinions. How strong the light of the moon will be lost at Lavai. Either it'll be just as strong as the sun today, or it'll be as strong as the sun will be lost at Lavai.